Florida's parasailing industry gained national attention after two Indiana teens were seriously injured in a panhandle parasailing accident last year. Authorities say bad weather and heavy winds played a main role in that particular incident. And Deerfield Beach Democratic Representative Gwendolyn Clark Reed says it's been an ongoing issue in Florida that needs to be fixed since the water sport has no set regulations. She says she knows of two other incidents where severe weather conditions as well as malfunctioning equipment caused two young women to lose their lives.
The bill would be named after Amber White, a 15-year-old who lost her life in a parasailing accident in 2007, and Kathleen Miskell, who died in a parasailing accident on August 15, 2013, while her husband watched.
So Clark Reed's bill stops parasailing if there are heavy winds or storms in the area, makes sure operators carry proper functioning equipment, and requires the minimum amount of insurance needed to do business in the state. Normally, measures like this get quickly taken up for a vote, but this time that didn't happen in the House Regulatory Affairs hearing. Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube tried to expand the measure to include kiteboarding and kite surfing to other recreational water-based activities. But Coconut Creek Democratic Representative Jim Waldman objected to introducing those amendments. He says those activities, more along the lines of individual water sports, have nothing to do with the bill regulating an actual commercial industry. And the panel's chair, Venice Republican Representative Doug Holder, agreed.
Both amendments substantially expands the scope of the bill and is intended to accomplish a different purpose than that of the pending question. Therefore, I find the point of order is well taken and the amendments are out of order.
And the amendments were withdrawn. But when the bill came up for an actual vote, the parasail bill failed 8-9, with most Republicans voting against the original measure. Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gates asked for the bill to be reconsidered at the panel's next meeting, but some lawmakers pointed out that Holder had mentioned this was their last one. And Waldman, as the panel's high-ranking Democrat, took issue with that.
You basically killed the opportunity for this bill to go forward and to start saving lives. I find it outrageous. I find it unprofessional. That's not the way this process works. If there was a deal cut to put something in that was not germane, maybe somebody should have let me in on it, but you didn't. And so now to hold hostage a bill is wrong. And that's what you did. This is going to fail now because this is our last meeting.
About an hour later, Holder allowed the measure to come up for another vote. This time, though, it was Waldman who brought forth the very same amendments with a little tweak.
Amendment 1 prohibits operation of any vessel towing a parasail or engaging in parasailing or moored ballooning within 2 miles of the boundary of an airport unless otherwise permitted by federal law. It also prohibits engaging in kiteboarding or kite surfing within areas which extends 1 mile in a direct line along the center line of an airport runway and which has a width measuring 1/2 mile unless otherwise permitted under federal law. And this also has a title amendment.
And that tweak to make the measure more germane included changing its title from a bill relating to commercial parasailing to a bill relating to commercial and recreational water activities. And with that, the measure passed unanimously 7-0 out of the committee. Still, following the vote, Waldman says he doesn't believe the amendments were needed, but he only agreed to reintroduce the changes to move the bill along. So what was the reason for the amendments? It was actually pushed by Representative Holder, the panel's chair, who says he did it as a safety precaution because of an airport in his community.
Smaller planes, as they're flying into their approach with runways, have issues with kiteboarding and parasailers that are very close to the runway as they're doing their approach. And so we wanted to make sure that we included in the bill that there would have to be at least a 2-mile barrier from the end of the runway to the body of water that they're actually conducting these water sports in.
As for Delray Beach Democrat Maria Sachs, the bill's Senate sponsor, she says she still hasn't talked to Representative Holder, but she respects his judgment, adding she's sure he had a good reason for the amendments. Meanwhile, her measure already passed the full Senate and is waiting to be taken up by the full House. And if it does pass the House, it most likely will be taken up again by the Senate since the bill has now changed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.